Constellation.
Welcome to Inner Bloom, a podcast about spirituality and intuitive empowerment where we help each other evolve and ascend through conscious community. I'm Alexa, a healer who utilizes EFT, also known as tapping, to help you process stuck emotions, release limiting beliefs, and reconnect with your inner child.
I'm Ambrosia, a psychic medium and Arcturian channel, here to uplift and inspire you to see that you are capable of more than you know.
Together, we empower people to live extraordinary lives.
We do want to warn you. If you hang out with us long enough, you'll start to believe in yourself and realize that you're capable of anything.
Enjoy the show. Hello, hello. Welcome back once again to Inner Bloom Podcast. I'm Alexa.
I'm Ambrosia.
Ambrosia is like muting herself and saying hi to her TikTok following as we speak.
I just realized there's 140 people and I was like, oh my God, what happened? So I feel like I had to like say something to them. Like I couldn't
I just see her mute and just like go like wave like hi. Oh my God. Okay. Hi.
Well, now you make me sound like a douche.
But no. It's funny.
I did.
So, yeah, today we are doing a fun episode, and we are also going to go back to our favorite segment at the end of this podcast where I read Ambi the News. I was thinking about getting, like, a sting sound for that, where it's, like a news sound, like,
ooh,
making
I
it a
like
little
that.
Fun in the end. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a soundboard on my phone, but it's not a news sound. It's just
I'll put the news sound in. We'll see how we like it. But yeah, I read Ambi some news headlines and she intuitively feels into them and tells us, predicts what's going to happen. So stay tuned for that. But before we get into today's topic, anything on your mind, anything that you want to share? How are you? What's going on? How's your life?
How am I? How's my life? I've had a few, I'm going to sit crisscross applesauce for a second. So you're going to see me weird. Anyway, I've had a few people in the last couple of days. Like I've gotten on the phone with them and they've been like, I feel like a creep because I know what's going on in your life. And I just want to say that you're not a creep because I share about what's going on in my life. So you guys are good. What is going on with me recently? Oh, I have a funny story that happened to me today. I already told you about it. Should I share it?
Yeah, share it. That's a good story.
So as some of you know, I am a licensed physical therapy assistant. That's what I did before I became, before I started doing this full-time psychic medium stuff. And I recently have started doing home health physical therapy again for a couple of reasons, but main reason was to you have to have so many hours with patients to maintain your license. So anywho, so I was doing that today and this lady was like, she's so sweet. She was like, today is the 10th anniversary of my husband passing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And she's got a lot of spiritual stuff in her house. So I kind of knew that she was okay with this. Mm-hmm. And so we're walking because it's a beautiful day here and we're walking outside. And she's telling me that her husband visited her daughter and her daughter was telling her. And she's like, he never visits me and I'm so upset. I don't know why he never visits me. And I was like, can I tell you something? And she's like, yeah. I said, I'm a psychic medium. And she said, no, you're not. And I said, yeah, I am. And she goes, oh, and that she starts, she didn't ask for a reading. She was just like, that's so lovely that you help people and blah, blah, blah. And so then I said, I want you to know that your husband's always around you. And she looks at me and she starts crying. And she's like, I miss him so much. He was my best friend. We were married 56 years. Why do I keep doing that? And I see him standing next to her. And so I ask him for validation. So I validated like an object that she had in her bedroom, which I hadn't seen. And I validated that he used to smoke a pipe and how he got rid of it. And I validated a few other pieces. And it was like blowing her mind. And because he got rid of it with a sledgehammer. So pretty unique. And
that's very dramatic.
Yeah, very dramatic, very unique.
Did he die from like lung cancer or something?
I don't know how he died.
Oh.
He didn't want to talk about that. He wanted to talk more about like how he's with her. And he kept like giving, he used to kiss the top of her head. And so he kept doing that. And he kept calling her her nickname. And I can't say what it is because HIPAA. But yeah, it was nice. And she was crying and she was like, I just want to tell you like,
wait,
how much.
Wait, you can't say what her nickname is, but you can tell this story?
No, because it's a part of her real name. So okay. You can't tell patients' names. Okay. I digress. Okay. So, I mean, I guess I could, but I'm not going to.
No, we don't.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know about HIPAA, so it's okay.
My point is, yeah, it was nice. It was really nice. And she told me that it helped her a lot and it was what she needed. And she found a lot of peace and it made me feel good.
You know what I feel like is like, that is so something that happens to people who are intuitive and people who are like also people who need to be reminded of their calling. Like, I feel like that happens quite a bit where it's like, you can't, and that's why a few episodes ago when we were talking about, you know, you were like, well, I either have to go hard at this or not do it anymore. And I was like, okay, so you're going hard at it because like, you're never not going to do it because it's your calling. It's something you're supposed to do. And you're always going to be placed in the position to do it. And you're always going to have a really big impact on people when you do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like you must have seemed like an angel to her, like just in the moment when she was asking, you know, like that she really wanted that. So that is so cool. And also it makes me think of like, I feel like that happens so much when we're together. Like actually I was thinking about it the other day, the time that we were in Austin for one of our retreats and we had to get that guy to drive us like an hour and a half to Canyon of the Eagles where we had the retreat. Yeah. And we get in the car with him. He's the sweetest guy. He had this like pickup truck. But he just starts talking to us so friendly. And then we got really deep with him. And he started talking about like aliens and how like he wants to believe in them. But he does. Everyone around him thinks he's crazy, blah, blah, blah. And he had this, I don't know. He was looking for something. And it was like, then, you know, Ambie's like, well, I kind of channel aliens, so.
And, just casually, no big deal. Yeah,
and so we ended up having this like amazing ride with him where he was asking a lot of questions and having everything validated to him. And he just felt really, you could tell it was just something that really uplifted him and, you know, felt really, I think he felt really validated in his feelings. And it's really cool, I think, to realize the effect you can have on people just by your own willingness to share who you are. You
know? Yeah, I mean, I think that's why, what am I trying to say? I feel like that's why we go into be your authentic self. Because once you are your most authentic self and you are your unapologetic self, that's when you can really help the most people. And by being your most authentic self, you are giving permission for others to be their most authentic selves. So
mm-hmm.
That's when people be vulnerable and, you know, good things happen.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I love that. Speaking of authentic selves, I feel like today our episode is about not being our authentic, I don't know. I guess it either is or it isn't, because today we're going to talk about our cringiest moments in life. Because, you know, along this road of life, you have moments where, because we're always learning and we're always growing. And, you know, there are moments where you look back and you just cringe. You just can't believe that that happened or that you said that or that you did that or that you thought that that was cool or whatever it was. So basically, Ambie and I have made a list of our cringiest moments. Well, I made a list. I don't know, because I needed a list, because I was like sitting there going like, I think I blocked these out mentally for the most part. So I had to really sit there and like start unraveling. And the more that I dug into it, the more came. But yeah, Ambie, this was your idea. So how did you envision this going?
So I was I was like listening to something and they were talking about, what are those Tupperware parties called? Do you know what I'm talking about? No? Okay. Well, I feel like back in like the early 2000s, back in the 90s, maybe mostly women, I don't want to just say women, but mostly women would have like Tupperware parties. And so you would invite someone over to your house. You'd invite several people over. It's kind of like one of those sex toy parties too. I don't know if you've ever been to one.
It's kind of like an MLM, but like a party.
It's an MLM, but a party. Absolutely. So I get.
Because they want you to buy the Tupperware.
They want you to buy the product. Right.
Yeah.
And like, I would say probably 10 years ago, these were like rampant. Like everybody did this. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I get this text message. It's embarrassing. That says, come to Robin's 31 party on this date, this time, this place. Right. And I didn't know what the fuck 31 was. So I went, yeah, oh my God, it's a birthday.
Immediately think 31 years old.
31. Yeah, 31 years old. So I buy a gift. I've got a cute little outfit on. I'm ready
what
for
was
a 31
the gift?
For me. I don't remember. I have no idea what the gift was.
Okay.
So I'm in the car and something tells me like, this isn't what you think it is. My intuition is like, I would hold off on that gift, baby girl. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, that's crazy. So I walk in holding this fucking gift and I'm the only, should have listened to my intuition. And I'm the only one with a gift because it's a fucking MLM party. And needless to say, like, it was very awkward. It was a very awkward encounter. I was not ready to buy anything. I thought I was going to a birthday party.
I would have too. I really don't think they're called that.
No, I'm telling you, Google it.
Okay.
Google it right now. Everyone. Everyone listening, Google this.
Tupperware 31.
No, it's not Tupperware. It's like craft stuff. But it's 31. Oh, that's what it's called.
31 party. 31 gifts, affordable purses, totes, and bags.
Yes.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, nobody would know that.
And I bought a fucking beach blanket that was way overpriced because now I felt like I had to buy something.
Yeah.
And it was awkward because then Robin's like, thanks for the gift. I'm like, yeah, you won't be getting a birthday gift this year. This
yeah.
is it.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it is like hospitable to bring a gift over when you go to someone's house, technically. So you could just pass it off that way.
It was in birthday wrapping, but yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, your cringy moment is very polite. Mine's
What's
like
your cringy moment?
I have so many that are just me being so embarrassingly cocky, out of my league, naive. Let me see. Okay, so the first one I thought of
your list.
Yeah.
I love it.
The first one I thought of was when I was in high school, I was like very, very codependent on my best friend, Andy. Not Ambi, Andy.
I have not met Andy, but I've
met her.
We met
her on
Zoom,
yeah.
I've met her on Zoom, yeah.
So we were very, very codependent. So we were in this class that was like some of the people in this class were like people that like – had made fun of me for something else on this list, which I'll get to. So it was a very vulnerable class, okay? And okay. I had no self-confidence. And we were reading out loud, like we were going around
reading out loud.
Well, weirdly, I've always been pretty comfortable reading out loud, but for some reason, I don't remember what this was, but for some reason, when it came around to me, I was like reading and then I got like stuck. It was like I kind of like fumbled over a word and then I kept trying to reread it. But like the more I tried to reread the sentence or whatever, it just kept getting more and more messed up. And I could feel my face burning. Like I could feel myself getting very embarrassed and I could feel those people in the class like looking at me and laughing at me. So then I just said, I'm still cringing right now. I just was like, Andy. Yes.
Wait, she like, said,
no, wait. She's like, what, dude? And this is in front of like the whole class. And I'm like, help me. And she's like, what do you want? want me to do? She's literally like, what the fuck are you talking about? What do you want me to do? And I was, and I just was like, I don't even know what I did after that, but I was the most red I've ever been in my entire life. She basically was like, I don't know how the fuck to help you. What do you want me to do? Like, and it just was this moment where I look back and I'm like, holy shit, you were so codependent that you looked to this person in the class and you further embarrassed yourself by basically being like, help me, I'm falling in front of everybody, by not being able to read this sentence. So that makes me cringe really hard anytime I think about it. It just, for many reasons. The reason that some of the people in this class were already making fun of me, oh God, was because, and this is my second cringy thing. Before I went to the school that I'm talking about, I had transferred school. So like I had transferred to this private school from a public school. So somehow, I really forget how this happened, but somehow before transferring, I went to the movies with this hot athlete from the school I ended up transferring to, okay? We went to the movies and I was supposed to link up with him and some of my friends were linking up with his friends, whatever. We went to the movies. Okay. So I don't know this guy like at all. And this like is pretty much par for the course back then. It was like I would somehow link up with somebody that somebody knew through a friend or I knew through like MySpace or something and we'd go hang out. So we're in the movies and I just like we're like making out and I just had this, I had all these tricks that I thought were cool, you know, like all these tricks I thought with like, so I'm so embarrassed. I had this like vanilla lip gloss that I thought was like very like a, I was like, hold on. Like we're like making out and then I'm like, hold on a second. Let me get my, watch this. I like, put on the lip gloss and then we're like making out more. And I'm like, what? See, like, what do you think? And I'm like, just doing all these really fucking embarrassing things in the movie theater with this guy, okay? And I'm in ninth grade. So then I transfer to the school. The school is like 100 kids big. And this guy has told everybody basically like how embarrassing I am. So for my whole like high school experience... Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a total dick. And actually, looking back, I'm like, he wasn't hot at all. But I cringe. I cringe a lot when I think about that. Like, it's like the typical, like, you think that you're really hot and cool because you'd, like, watch stuff on TV. And then you look back and you're like.
It does not translate in real life.
That was so embarrassing. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a really embarrassing story from high school.
Okay.
Are you ready? God, this is embarrassing. There was this kid that I had the biggest crush on. And I may have started a mean rumor about him, but I digress.
What was the rumor?
I'm not going to tell
you. Wait, why would you start a mean rumor about someone you have a crush on?
Because he didn't like me.
Oh. That is so something you would do. And something I would never do.
So...
like, okay. You're not gonna like me? Oh, I'll get you back for that. You're okay. Not get away with that.
So I went to high school in San Diego. So all of the schools are out, all of the classes are, the campus is outside, meaning like your camp, your school is, the hallways are outdoors. Okay. That's important to the story. Yeah. And so my friend has a class with him and he's like, here's what we're gonna do. I'm not going to say the name because God forbid he's – anyway, we're still Facebook friends and I can't let this get out. Anyway, if you're watching this and you know who this is, please don't
wait, say anything. Will you pause right there because my son just woke up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Our
go
third
ahead.
Podcast host wants to join.
So we can't do this without him. He's excited about this.
Okay. So continue. So,
my friend says, I'm going to set you up a meeting with this kid. I have a class with him, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. He's like, here's what we're going to do. You are going to come down these certain stairs we are going to be going up these stairs. We will happen to bump into each other. I will introduce you. I said, perfect. Thank you. So excited. Okay. So yeah. excited about this. So I am there at the exact time. He is there at the exact time. I am going down the stairs. I get so fucking nervous and excited that I fall down the stairs. The whole stairs.
No.
Like the whole thing. Okay. He's very upset too, as he should be.
He's like, that's and terrible.
I was so embarrassed that I just took off running when I got to the bottom of the stairs.
Oh my God.
I was injured. I don't remember how injured I was.
Did you slide on your ass or did you tumble forward?
I didn't tumble forward. I slid on my butt.
Okay.
But these are cement stairs. So I was actually like kind of hurt and I just took off. So this is my freshman year in high school. Fast forward to my senior year in high school. This kid was probably 2 years older than me, I think. And we are at In-N-Out and I see this kid and I'm like, fuck. And he goes, were you the girl that fell down the stairs? And I was like, oh my God, he actually remembers me. That's humiliating.
He probably was like, look at that cute girl falling down the stairs. Wait, where's she going? And then he never saw you again.
I very much doubt he was probably laughing like, what a dumbass. And I was like, never again. Never again will I see that person.
Oh God, stairs are ripe for cringy experiences.
Yes, they
right
are.
Right for them. I have like the one time I fell down the stairs. I was like trying to be really hot and it's literally like that She's All That moment.
Yeah.
Where she's – but actually in that movie, she is really hot. Where she's coming down the stairs, she's like actually hot and then she trips. But
in – I mean, I feel like if I had a slow motion camera and wind – you know what I mean? Like almost anybody could be hot.
But
in that
situation. I just thought I was, but I wasn't. I'm telling you, I wasn't. Like I was trying to impress my best friend at the time. This is in middle school. Best friend's cousin. Yeah. And back in the day, he had seen a this seems so archaic now. He had seen a picture of me, but this picture was the worst picture I've ever taken in my entire life. So I was mortified because I had seen pictures of him and I knew he was hot. So and it was going to be Thanksgiving. So I was like, okay, I'm going to walk in there and like blow him away because I'm going to be so attractive. And
and you're like 11? Only 12? How old are you at this time?
Yeah, I'm like 12. I'm like 12. Yeah. So I walk in and I'm like, my hair's the way I want it. My everything, you know. And you see him at the bottom of the stairs, like, cause you have to let you come in the door and then you go down a few stairs and you're in the den, you know?
Yeah.
And first stair, I just wipe out and go on my ass. And yeah, that was pretty humbling. That needless to say, his opinion wasn't changed, but that's okay.
Oh my God.
But actually I thought of a new cringe. I have other on my list, but I'm going to interject this one because it just came to me.
Okay.
When I was in college, I was friends with this guy who, funny enough, is – actually, sorry, it wasn't college. It was high school, but I was studying abroad – or not studying abroad. I did a semester at college, so I went to USC before I actually went there for undergrad. I went there during the summer, one summer, when I was – in high school. And one of the guys in my program was this guy who ended up being like, he's really good friends with like Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell to this day. Mm-hmm. But back then he was, I think the reason he got friends with them is because he was really good friends with this actor he knew from growing up who is in their friend group. And his name is Chris Lowell. And if you look him up, you'll probably recognize him from some things because he's been in some pretty big movies and some pretty big shows. But at the time, he had only been in like, I don't know, I forget what show, like Veronica Mars or like, some, I don't know, okay. A couple things.
Everybody I know was an extra in Veronica Mars.
It's a good show.
It is a great show. It's a great show. It's just weird that everybody like from my high school was like, oh, yeah, we're extras in the show. And I'm like, what did I fucking miss? Oh,
interesting.
Yeah, it was very strange. Anyway,
that is strange. So anyway, so cut to a couple years later after I know this guy and he has been telling me, oh, I'm friends with this guy. I just never got to meet him in person, like the friend, Chris Lowell, but I knew he was an actor. I knew he was friends of my friend. So cut to a couple years later, I'm at USC. I'm actually there now for undergrad. And I go to the USC bank to deposit a check or something. And I'm in line. And I see a few people ahead of me, Chris Lowell. Like, I see him standing there. So I'm like, oh my God, that's Chris Lowell. So I text my other friend, his name's Cameron. I text Cameron and I say, oh my God, I think like Chris Lowell, like Chris is standing and, you know, he's like a few people in front of me. I don't get a text back, but suddenly I hear his phone ring and he picks up and goes, hey man, what's up? Huh? Where? Where? And I'm like, no, no, this couldn't possibly be happening. And he's looking around, and then he locks eyes with me. He goes, oh, I got it. Yeah. He walks over to me and goes, Chris Lowell. And I was mortified. Why the fuck would this happen? I did not want that to happen. That is not what I wanted to happen. I did not want him to come over and introduce himself. Can you imagine the call? Hey, my friend's just a few people behind you in the bank, and you know, she recognizes you. Will you go introduce yourself to her? I mean, maybe it wasn't as embarrassing to him. It was humiliating, and it was the most awkward conversation of my life because I was not expecting that, and I was like, oh yeah, what? Oh, did Cameron call you? Oh my God.
Yeah, like, how do you play that off cool?
I just saw you and I was like, oh, that's his friend. And I was just telling him that. What a coincidence. And I just was like freaking humiliated.
That is so funny.
That was cringy. What's next on your list?
Okay. I did a lot of cringy stuff in high school.
I feel like this is like cringe therapy right now. I feel like this is good.
It is.
If you don't have one, I have more.
I have one. I have. Okay. I'm actually debating on which one I should share. If I'm going to be honest,
share them both.
Oh, good. Excellent. Good. Okay. So let's talk about the time that I was trying to impress a boy and I farted. God help me.
You know why that's extra funny?
Why?
Because that's so like par for the course with you.
Yeah, it is. Like I fart all the time. And embarrassed by it to this day.
Whenever we're somewhere, like in person, we'll just be doing something and I'll just hear a little boop. And then Ambie will just step back and be like, so sorry. And I'm always like, oh my God, like I always forget, you know, like remember the time we were waiting for the event to start and you were playing with that rain stick and you were squatted down and it was
that was embarrassing. That was cringy. That was embarrassing lately because I'm getting older. Not that old, but I digress.
Is it more uncontrolled?
Anyway, it's more like, it's worse. It is worse. I farted at the last retreat and all I said to the, I don't even remember who it was, who was next to me. I just said, move, save yourself. And like, I shoved her out of the area of like possibly smelling my fart. So.
See, I feel like the way you are with farts is how I am with poops. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go poop. Or at this last retreat, I was like, I'm going to go squeeze my boob because.
Yeah, you were squeezing your boob all over the place.
All the time.
Walking around, boob out.
Yeah, boob out. Well,
I mean, it was pretty much out.
Okay, I was pumping, but I would privately go squeeze my boob, like because I had so much milk built up and the only thing I could do was literally squeeze it over. It was terrible. Anyway, but I just feel like, let me just tell you what I'm doing so you don't wonder, where's Alexa? Alexa, Alexa, I'm either squeezing my boob or pooping. Leave me alone.
Oh, my God. So, okay, so this was the first time I farted in front of another person that I realized maybe this isn't socially acceptable.
Oh, okay.
So, which is kind of weird because I was pretty old.
How old are you?
I was in high school. I don't remember what grade, but I was in high school and this boy was like, I guess, flirting with me. Anyway, he had me up in the air And oh, no. My butt was in his face.
No.
And I said,
did it smell?
I said, put me down. Put me down because I could feel it. And he's like, no. And he's tickling me. And when he tickled me, I went like right in his face and dropped me on my head. And I wanted to die.
Oh, wait. Were you upside down?
I was upside down.
Oh, no. Did he make a thing of it?
Oh, yeah. It was in front of everybody. It was like in so front of a group
he
of
like,
people.
Like, yeah. Was he a boy
yeah.
about
he was
it?
Like, oh, my God. That was ever. Disgusting. Never everybody get away that. From her.
You
yeah.
never do that ever. You say, that is yummy. It smells like flowers.
I had a little gymnastics kid. This is so sad. So I coached gymnastics for like 16 years. I did gymnastics for a long time, too. And we were doing bars one day, and this little girl, she goes, you know, you're right. When you're, the way that the bar hits you, it's right on your stomach. So sometimes your fart yeah. comes out.
I know? Remember that from gymnastics. I do.
Yeah. So yeah. she's trying to do a back hip circle. And what that does is you swing your legs back, and then you go mm-hmm. under the bar, around, mm-hmm. backwards. And so she swung up and then hit the bar on her stomach and went like farted really loud. And everybody started laughing. And I was like, it's not funny. It's okay. It happens to everybody. Everybody relax. Everybody take farts. A deep breath. Yeah. And she's like, I have to go to the bathroom. And she went to the bathroom and never came back to class.
Aww,
like
that's really sad.
Never came back to class.
Yeah, I get it. I 100% get it.
Poor thing.
Especially back then, there was no tolerance for this type of thing. None.
No.
I feel like no. now, like, it's probably
no,
a little better.
Kids are still mean. Kids
no,
are
I know
still
kids are
mean,
but I feel like they, I feel like there's, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just being an adult, it's better because everybody's nicer.
I think being an adult is better because people, like, when you shove somebody and you say, get out of my
yeah.
way of farting, they're okay with it. They laugh.
So Andy, funny. Who I talked about from one of my stories, one of the yeah. reasons people love her to death is she's like this tiny little girl who looks so like innocent, but she's like crazy and can get so vile. And she loves telling poop stories. She loves telling the stories of when she poops. And it's so disarming. That's why. It's like people are like, I think people laugh the way they used to laugh when they were kids. You know what I mean? But and that's why she's part of her charm. She has lots of charm, but that's a big part of her charm. So I'm just kind of biting that act and going like, yeah, I'm just going to tell you what's yeah. up with my poop right now.
I think that's good.
Yeah, I think it's good too. Wait, so was that the two stories or was that one story?
That was good. Your turn. Your turn.
Oh, okay. So, I just was cringing really hard today thinking about in college, my sophomore year, I did shrooms for the first time. Changed my life. Like, that day was, like, one of the best days of my entire life because it really did, like, heal me in some way. But, like, I think it was kind of, like, my pre-awakening. But anyway.
I honestly think I would be open to it at this point.
I actually have had intuitive hits recently. Like, why don't you ask Ambie to, like, do shrooms together one time? Like, and have, like, a little vision quest together.
Okay, but we got to talk about that because if I lose my whole shit or like have a bad trip, I need you to like bring me back.
No, I know. And like I might too these days because like I don't really feel the need to, whereas before I would get really excited about it. And now it's like maybe one day, but not really like right now.
Yeah. Okay,
anyway,
go ahead.
So I did them for the first time. Jana's watching and said, I want to join with a little mushroom emoji. Yo, you are welcome, Jana, for sure.
That's like a whole event. Andy does shrooms.
Oh, it should be an event for sure. But,
and then it's
but,
nothing.
But
it's
seriously
just me sitting there enjoying
good
the day.
Vibes only because, yeah, if it goes south, like that would be really bad. Okay, anyway, so I had done shrooms for the first time. And okay. Of course, now that's all I want to talk about because that's who I am.
Right.
So I just remember going to my cousin's, like, what do you call it? It's like a debutante thing.
Oh, yeah. My friend had a debutante.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Yeah, like a debutante thing.
Yeah.
And I went. I flew across country. And I'm seated at a table where, like, it's like, I don't know. I don't really know any of these people. But they're all kind of my age. And I want to impress them. So I'm like, so.
We're going to talk about drug use.
Yeah, like. I recently did shrooms. Have you ever done them? And all the way that I decide I'm going to be comfortable with, like, because I have social anxiety. The way that I decide I'm going to be comfortable and people are going to know I'm cool is I talk to them about shrooms and how I just like to do shrooms now. That's what I like to do.
That's all I do.
Yeah, yeah. That's how I like to get fucked up. I like to shroom. And that's it. I was just really cringing really hard because people are like, no, I've never done them. And no, I don't want to do them. This was like, what? I was in college. It was like 15 years ago. And people just thought it was really fucking weird. And probably told my cousins, like, what is with your cousin? And that makes me cringe.
That's not terrible. That's not.
It's not terrible. You know what's funny? Go ahead.
I do this now to this day, right now. If I'm uncomfortable in a social situation, I will literally look at the person and I'll be like, I'm cool, you're cool, whatever.
No, like, I'm what? Cool, it's cool.
Yeah.
Yes, you do like third person narrate a little bit.
I do. It's very strange. Yes. But if I'm so sometimes I get socially awkward and I get overwhelmed very easily and I will start to just let everybody know this is cool. Everything's fine.
I mean, we all have our bits we do when we get uncomfortable.
That's fucking like, weird, though.
No, I don't feel like it's that weird. Like, I mean, I feel like people, it's a deflection thing. It's like a self-deprecating thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, for sure. I have one last one that involves a celebrity.
Oh, I'm excited. Is it a celebrity? We know.
I mean, people should know him, yeah. Although he's dead now.
Oh, tough day.
Yeah. Back when I worked in Hollywood, I worked at this entertainment news website, and the show.
Wait, you've told me this story.
I don't think I have.
Okay.
Which one are you thinking of?
No, I don't want to ruin your story if you've told me it before.
I really don't think I have because, like, I don't tell this story.
Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, so the show at the time that was like the hottest thing ever was Glee. And one of the girls that we worked with was dating a guy who was the best friend of Corey Monteith. Corey Monteith played Finn, and he was like the hottest thing in Hollywood at the time. And we would be around him a lot. And there was just kind of like a lot of intermingling with that. So I, again, very socially awkward, want to be cool in front of him. One of my coworkers was hooking up with him, I think, and was like going home with him for the night. And we had been at this thing. Actually, I think Kristen Bell was there. Weird synchronicity. But anyway, we were at this event and I was going outside to go home and my coworker and him were also like waiting for a car or something. So I was like, hey, and we were talking and this is so stupid, but I was just like, he said something and I was like, well, suck my dick. Like that was my thing at the time to say that as like a fuck you, right? Like, I love you, but fuck you, right?
Right.
So I was like, suck my dick. And he's like, do you have a dick? And I was like, maybe. And he's like, really? And it was, and the two of them are just looking at me like, this isn't cute. Like, this is like I thought it was cute to be like, maybe. And now that humor would work. But back then it was just like, well, do you? Like, we're in Hollywood, so do you? And I just remember being like, I'm humiliated, but I don't want to continue this conversation ever. What's up?
I don't feel like that's terrible. That was also like a phrase that everybody used to say at the time.
Hold on. I get it. But when you're standing in front of the hottest guy in Hollywood and the joke is not landing and he's like, well, wait, do you have a dick? That's not good. It's not a good time. Also, all of these moments, all of these cringy moments, they're very personal to the person.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's interesting how like we can hold on to something that happened and be like, God, that's so embarrassing. I can't believe I said that. These people hate me. They don't like me, blah, blah, blah. And the other person is like, well, no, just a normal Normal like day.
He never thought of it again. But yeah. Like, by the way, Tara says, loving this. I used to be a dancer, if you know what I mean. One night I had a little too much to drink and was doing a trick on the pole and just let go of the pole and fell off in front of all my customers. Everyone was laughing, including me, but still humiliating. Oh, my God. Falls are the hardest.
Falls are the worst because you're so vulnerable.
And also, when you're a dancer, I feel like that's you're supposed to be very like smooth and you know, sexy. Like you're supposed to be very sexy and oh my God, Tara. And the worst too is if somebody asks you if you're okay. Yeah. That is the worst.
That like, means don't you know you're not sexy.
Yeah. Don't ask me if I'm okay.
Isn't cute. I went to one of those pole dancing classes and learned very quickly how uncoordinated I am and how not cute I am. To be honest,
it takes
with
a
you.
Lot of strength.
It yeah. takes, and there were actual strippers there, and I felt like, okay, you guys shouldn't be here because this is like a beginner class. This isn't fair. You're making me feel really insecure right now.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing. But
I've had I had the exact same experience. Same. I agree.
Yeah. But I mean, I guess they gotta practice. I was still upset about it. Was still mad. Still might be a little mad. I was looking at those TikToks of pole dancing, and I was like, maybe I'll do that, like, to get in shape.
I had the same thought.
Did you? And then I could just imagine. Remember when I had the yoga swing in my room?
I do.
Goddamn. Every single time, I would do a video, any video. Didn't matter what we were talking about. People would be like, oh, is that your sex swing in the back? It's a yoga swing that I've never used.
Same thing. I feel like. Where's the yoga swing now?
I got rid of it. But it's worse because now I just have metal hooks on the ceiling. So now if you were to see the ceiling, which nobody sees, it looks way worse. It looks.
Oh, but have you ever used those again?
The hooks?
Yeah.
No, I've never used the hooks.
Oh, okay. I thought that's where we were going.
I mean, I'd be down to use the hooks, but I've never used the hooks.
Well, you have them there.
I know. I don't have anything to hook into them, though. I took a bondage rope course. I forget what it's called.
That's what I was thinking of. It's like
Shibari. Yes. That was an awesome course. That was a cringe moment. That was a fucking cringe moment.
Tell that
story. Do you remember that?
Yeah, tell that story. I mean, so, only if you want to.
One of the first dates I went on with a woman, very sweet girl. She just came off a little strong and maybe scared me a little bit. That's what happened here. And she was telling me about how she was into BDSM and she was into bondage in particular and all of these things and how it was like a meditative experience and like all of this stuff. And she had... tarantulas and there was a lot. Okay.
Wait, how the BDSM was a meditative experience?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And being tied up was a meditative experience. And like that's cool.
I can see that. It's kind of like being swaddled.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It is. It's like an art. It really is like an art. So I digress. She came off a little strong. So I decided in all of my glory to ghost her, which is not the right thing to do, but I did. And I have a new girl. We didn't date. We went on one date. We had scheduled another date. I ghosted her. Okay. So fast forward a year. I am dating Mo now. I say we're going to go to the Shibari class because I'm curious about it. I want to learn about it, blah, blah, blah. And who is the fucking instructor but the girl that I ghosted? She is the fucking instructor. And I think maybe she doesn't recognize me. Maybe like, who the fuck am I? Like, maybe she doesn't know me. Oh, she recognized me. She recognized me. Because when she came up to help me and my girlfriend with our bondage, she was uncomfortable, visibly uncomfortable with it. And I was like, this is.
Help us with our bondage.
So sorry about everything happening right now. And it was really cool. Like nobody said anything, but it was really funny.
Yeah, the dialogue between you and your girlfriend was pretty funny of like the awareness of what was going on and
Yeah.
Just trying to make it through.
Mo was like, how could you not think that she would be teaching this class? I mean, the community can only be so big. And I'm like, I didn't think about it. And I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, she just said she was into it. I didn't know she taught it.
Oh, so. Yeah. If you didn't know she taught it. But yeah, it was a possibility. But you probably weren't thinking about her because you had one date with her. Like,
exactly.
But I do think it's funny to think that, like, someone wouldn't recognize you. Like, I actually have had that thought many times where I'm like, oh, I'm wearing sunglasses. They definitely won't know it's me.
Yeah,
it's like,
you're super bad now. They won't know you. Glasses.
Literally.
Completely different person.
Exactly. It's just that's the kind of cringe I'm talking about.
This was fun.
Yeah, this really was fun. This really was fun. Thanks, everyone, for chiming in on the conversation. And if you want to submit your cringe moments, please do. Because if you want us to, we'll read them on the podcast in the future. Maybe it makes people feel better to hear other people's cringe.
Oh,
you
know? I would love that. I would love to hear other people's cringe.
Shall
we get to the psychic part?
Oh, shit. I forgot. Oh, my God. I forgot about the whole other part of the podcast. Damn. Okay. Insert news sounds. This is our segment where I read Ambie three news headlines and she intuitively feels into them and makes a psychic prediction. Okay?
Let's do it.
So, the first one, I thought that, well, we should have done this last week, but because we didn't, I still want to bring it up. So, there is a whole drama with Justin Bieber.
I knew you were going to say this. I knew this was coming up.
Okay, Hailey Bieber.
I don't even know the drama. Honestly, don't even know the drama, but I'm on team Selena Gomez.
So I'm on team.
Yeah. 1,000%. I love her. I don't care about Hailey Bieber. Fuck her.
I 100% agree.
And I literally don't know what's going on. Are Hailey and Justin breaking up? Because that's what I saw psychically happening.
Like right now or like earlier? Well, here's the tea.
Okay.
Basically,
I almost nodded. I'm so glad I did it. Go ahead.
Basically, for the past like few weeks, it's been chaos like on social media because everybody has been re-examining like Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber and like examining their relationship in contrast to everything that happened with Selena. Basically because Hailey Bieber and Kylie Jenner were like being mean girls to Selena online.
Yeah, so, I still think that's not very nice to do to Hailey.
No, it's horrible. And as a result, they lost millions of followers and Selena became the most followed person on Instagram as a result of this mean girl thing.
Well, good. So I mean, that's karma.
Absolutely. So anyway, but as a result, people have been digging through the archives and find like being really confused, like just being like, oh my God, Hailey Bieber is literally a stalker. Like she literally stalked him and made this happen. And all this information's been coming out about her and their relationship. And so there's this theory that they got married for like, they got married because Justin technically isn't a legal citizen here because he's from Canada. So coming up this year will be their 5-year anniversary. And people are like, huh, I wonder if they'll get divorced right after that, because that would mean that like they got married, like he married her for like the green card.
Do you only have to be married for 5 years to get your visa, your green card?
Well, I think so. There's like, yeah.
And then
so the question I was going to ask you is, so the question I wanted to ask was, one, are they going to stay together?
No.
Two, is that going to happen like in the near future?
Yes.
Okay. Three, like, are Justin and Selena ever going to rekindle?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Was their marriage like arranged? Like, was it genuine or was it like business?
No, I think it was genuine. I don't know if it was. I think it was genuine to the extent of. I think it was genuine mostly. I don't think Justin would ever be like, no, I never really loved her.
Mm hmm.
Did he
just do it as a reaction to like a Selena thing? Cause he only married her 2 months after they broke up.
You see that all the time, though. Someone's with somebody a really long time and then they get married to something else. It happens a lot.
But, like, within 2 months. That's insane.
It's also Hollywood, so it's, like, different.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think he loves Haley the way that he loves Selena, and I don't think he loves Haley the way Haley loves him.
100% agree. Okay, that's the consensus. Cool. And one more question. How do they both feel about all of this, like, media attention right now? Because they're acting unbothered, but, like, I don't think
they're very bothered.
Yeah.
I keep seeing Haley crying.
She's getting bullied hardcore. I mean, all of her shit's being dug up. Like, yeah, I would get that. Do you think Justin will be happy in the future? I worry for him. I really do.
You worry for him? I love that. I really you worry do. For him like old friends. Like, oh, I worry for Justin.
I worry for him as a person.
I
really don't think he's okay.
I think he's going to have some more health issues come up, honestly. Every time I feel into his energy, I feel like he's going to have another health issue come up.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't seem well.
Yeah. I don't know if it's his weight or, like, what it is, but
I feel like he's doing drugs again. Allegedly.
Oh, that makes sense if he is. Yeah. Maybe.
Okay. Cool. Not cool, just thanks. Okay, the second story is currently today, the CEO of TikTok is in Congress. Trying to prevent TikTok from being banned because they're questioning him. Is TikTok going to be banned?
I don't think so.
Really?
You think it won't? Maybe I'm going to eat my words, but I don't think it will be. No. But just in case it is and you follow me on TikTok, follow me on Instagram. Anyway, no, I really don't think it will be.
Okay. So what do you think is going to be a result of this?
I think there's going to be more guidelines. It's going to be changed, different. Like, it's going to be much more, I don't have words for it, but I do think it's going to change quite a bit.
Restricted?
Much more restricted, yes.
Regulated?
Regulated is a better word.
Because some things should be changed, like the way that they treat people of color who are creators, like they're, and the way that they ban certain like topics and words, like those things should be changed.
The fucking weird things that are on TikTok, but I digress. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's going to be here for a while. And if it does get banned, I think it's going to take a long time. It doesn't make sense that you could ban it globally. Right. And I feel like if you ban something to Americans, we're going to, like, flip out.
Well, that's what I was wondering. I was like, oh, my God, is TikTok going to be what, like, brings the revolution? Because people are like, absolutely not. You can do a lot of things, but you will not take our TikTok.
You will because not take my TikTok.
Because there are people, so many people there right now protesting. So many creators saying, if you take away TikTok, you are taking away 95% of my income, period. Like, I will not be able to live. Like, so many reasons people are protesting and saying, like, you need to keep TikTok. So people are really, really, like, up in arms.
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, that's good news if that's true. I hope so.
Hope so too.
Okay. I think I messed up, guys.
You only have two stories?
Well, I had another, but I think that was from last week.
That's okay.
That's okay.
I have to run anyway, so that's fine.
Okay, cool. So we'll leave it at two.
Yes.
Yes, let's go to announcements. What do we want to announce?
Oh my God, are you guys fucking ready for this? I'm so excited. Okay, we are unveiling our last retreat of the year. Get your pens ready, get your calendars ready. We are going to Belize, guys.
Woo! Blooming in Belize is our third and final retreat of the year.
So it's going to be August 9th through the 13th. With the retreat, the food is included, transportation from the airport to the resort. That's all included, your stay.
It's at a boutique resort. It is in the jungle, literally in these in a beautiful resort Hootwood that I have stayed at, that I know the owners. They are so freaking amazing and awesome and nice. And this retreat experience includes really cool excursions.
Well, let's tell them what the excursions
are. Go ahead.
So the excursions are, I have not done one of these things, which is very exciting. Tubing in caves. I'm a little nervous, very excited.
Yeah. There are these old Mayan caves, and we're going to be tubing through this like river that goes through them. I hope that's the correct body of water, but I've done this. It's very cool. Also,
zip lining, very exciting. And we're also going to see the ruins, which is very cool, very exciting.
There's the Mayan ruins there with temples, and you can walk up these ruins, and like literally they're so beautiful and high up and ancient, and it feels very like mystical, and it's a very cool thing to see. And everybody who comes gets a massage at their incredible, oh my God, they have the cool, so when me and my husband went, they have this massage where they paint you. They paint you.
They in like paint white. You? What do you mean they paint you?
They paint you, and then they take a picture of you if
like
you want.
Like with mud? Or like how do they paint
like
you?
Yeah, it's like colored mud.
I remember the pictures you posted from that. Okay.
I didn't post them.
Just kidding them.
I probably showed them to you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. They're so pretty, and it's
you
just.
You took pictures with you covered in mud, correct? Or did I make that up? Okay.
Woo. Yeah.
I thought I was losing it, guys.
No.
Scared me.
Yeah, so everybody gets a massage. Also, like, just imagine you're basically sleeping in, like, the structures, like, the places you're sleeping are so nice. But, like, there's literally, I told Ambie this and she's, like, freaked out. But, like, there's, like, monkeys. Like, at night, you'll hear them, like, tapping around your roof. They're, like, jumping from roof to roof. Like, they're little.
Dude, the monkeys, are they aggressive? Are the monkeys aggressive?
I never really encountered them during the day. You would kind of see them sometimes, like, swinging from tree to tree. But they're never, like, landing in front of you and, like, doing. No, they're kind of up in the trees and up on, like, the roofs and stuff.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I could get behind monkeys like that. Yeah.
So.
The retreat's going to be in Belize.
Yeah, Belize. So you do need a passport.
You do need a passport. And if you don't have a passport, you got to expedite it because it is coming up. It's August 9th through the 13th. Very exciting. If you want more information, is it live on the website?
It will be by the time this episode's released.
Okay, so tomorrow it's going to go live on the website Friday.
But if you're seeing this like right now while we're doing this live and you're interested, DM one of us or DM our Instagram, innerbloompodcast, or send us an email, innerbloompodcast@gmail.com, and let us know you're interested, because we have the feeling these spots are going to go really fast because this package is like incredible. So reach out to us and let us know you're interested. We'll tell you what the options are for investment. And availability, and this is gonna be.
That's the other thing, we have scaled pricing, so we can include more people that maybe financially couldn't have afforded this, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So again, like Alexa said, I'm just saying this for TikTok. If you are interested, reach out, DM us, reach out on our Instagram, reach out privately. And we will give you more info about that. And then there was something else.
Well, I just also wanted to say that this retreat also is going to include like intuitive development. Like we're still going to do like the things we do at our retreats, but this is going to be very like adventurous and relaxation in beautiful Belize. And it should be pretty dry there when we go, which is awesome.
Yeah, we're not going during hurricane season or the wet season, which is great.
Well, it technically is during hurricane season, but they don't have hurricanes there very often.
But is that hurricane season like the half the year there?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And this particular time of year that we're going is called, they call it their own, its own season. It's called like the little dry season because there's not a lot of rain. So that's really nice because it's in the rainforest. It's in the Mayan rainforest.
Very exciting stuff. We only have 12 spots for this. So if you are interested, reach out to us.
Yeah. And that'll be it for the year. We have South Carolina and this. And South Carolina is halfway full. And that's in May. So All right, guys. Hope that is exciting to some of you. We're super pumped about it. We're super pumped to travel with you. And anything else we need to announce? Tomorrow on our Patreon, we are intuitively investigating the disappeared Malaysian flight MH370. So you can join for as little as $5 and have access to all that extra content or ask your own questions. That's patreon.com/innerbloompodcast. Other than that, we love you all. And until next time,
keep on living. Bye, everybody. Bye. Don't try to steal my line there ever. All right.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would leave a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you would like to get in touch for a reading with Ambie, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast.